So this is Gabriel McBird. I'm in the Westfield Centre, Westfield Stratford. People who listen to my booth will know I've been here many times before. And the usual positive comments do apply. You can get help to the shops you want to go to by contacting the concierge desk, as they call it, the roaming concierge. Just know it as a help desk. That term will do perfectly well. You just go up to the front desk when you get in there and ask them for help. They don't do booking, sadly. This is in part because I don't think it's actually a formally available service. I've been told there's various reasons why they don't advertise it, including insurance and what they'd have to do to legally take people around the shops. Whose fault is it, for example, if someone slips on a wet floor or a stray carrier bag or something like that? I sort of see their point. Anyway, it's a debatable one and it works quite well. So this lunchtime, I've done a bit of shopping and I decided to go this way on the recommendation of the guy from the concierge. The concierge actually was helping me around a place called Fish Plus Chips. It's on the second floor in the food court. And for £5.50, they did a lunchtime deal of chips and battered hake. And now, I would say about this that it was generally pretty good quality, especially if you are into sort of Radio 4 chips, but you're not bothered about the good old northern touches with the dripping. You rarely get that down here, anyway. The chips were quite crispy. Maybe, as it had been cut more than once, I mean, generally they talk about double cooking or triple cooking. Sorry, someone just bumped into my chair. I hope they weren't going to spill food down my neck, but they didn't. So you get the double cooked or the triple cooked chips, and these, I'd guess, were double cooked. So they were not greasy and they were quite crispy. A good potato-y taste. It tasted fairly home cooked. And I'd say if you got them from any chip shop, you would say these are better than average. You got a proper knife and fork and a plate. The fish was a decent chunk of fish in quite light batter, not too much batter. It came with a piece of lemon, and you could have tartar sauce with it, salt, vinegar, pepper, etc. Tomato sauce. I'd say it's quite good. The drinks at £1.50 a can are rather expensive, and they do a cup of tea for £1.50. Well, it's a mug of tea for £1.50. Didn't try anything else they might have to offer. While I'm here, though, a quick review, if you like, of some future audio booths that are coming up, because I had to go to the bank today. I'm one of those people who unfortunately have fallen foul of the current problems with the Royal Bank, with the Royal Bank of Scotland group, i.e. A payment I'm expecting for DLA haven't got in. They've been paid according to the benefits agency, but the bank can't see them. It was going to be one day, it's now 3 days, and we'll see. Anyway, I went to Whitechapel to sort that out, and I thought I might as well, there's a couple of bits I needed from here, so I thought I might as well get them. And while I'm away here, I passed two new places which are going to need a review. One is called, rather dodgily, Mouse Tales, but tales as in a story, not tale as in a dog's tale. Nevertheless, I'm not sure I'd be giving that a name for a coffee shop. It doesn't seem to be Muslim in any way. In fact, you know, it's not, what I'm saying is it's not an English problem. They sound like English bloke to run it. Quite posh, sort of kind of student-y, sort of type, yeah. Bit poncy, really. But, you know, it's, I'm told that the coffee there is quite good. that the sandwiches seem to be around about the 4.50 mark, and coffee is around £2, which actually, as coffee shops go these days, isn't too bad. Although sandwiches are perhaps a little bit fierce. Anyway, it's going to be reviewed. Now, there's also a place, a newish place along there called Turkish Grill, which smells like a typical kind of kebab shop, but again, it'll have to be tried. So that's two new Whitechapel booths coming up anyway. So with that, I'm away. I suppose I'm going to give this fish plus chips place, I'm probably going to give it a 7. Good, basically good quality. Drinks a little bit pricey.